601, Unit 6, Recording 6.5, Exercise 6, Practice Listening for Organizational Patterns. As a creative person, I have always been interested in art and learning about art history. While I was a child in school, most of my K-12 education offered art classes of some form. I remember having an art period in elementary school, dedicated art classes in middle school, and some offerings for art classes in high school. Nowadays with STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math, being such a high priority in K-12 education, funding for things like art can be hard to obtain. Today I am going to discuss the question of whether or not art classes should be a priority in K-12 education. I will highlight a few points in favor of prioritizing art classes and some drawbacks. Let's get started. First, in support of art classes, I think it's important to think about how children naturally enjoy learning through being creative. Kids enjoy things like drawing and imagining stories, and structured art classes can help to encourage their creativity and foster new skills in a playful setting. Art classes also help children develop motor skills, decision-making, and risk-taking. Moreover, kids can learn the importance of practice, collaboration, and the impact of small changes through art classes. Additionally, time spent in art classes can help children develop higher-order thinking skills and experiment with unique ways to communicate their thoughts and ideas. Finally, art encourages self-expression and can help children build confidence, creativity, and their own identities. Nonetheless, to change gears and shift to talk about the drawbacks of prioritizing art classes, I think it's important to discuss the cost. In comparison to most other classes that K-12 kids take, like reading, writing, and math, art classes require many supplies, and they can be costly. From paper and pencils to paints and canvases, art classes require materials for the teacher to demonstrate and for each of the students to create. Additionally, many materials from art classes cannot be reused by future students, as items like books can be reused by many classes. Thus, there needs to be a strong funding source in order for art classes to be successful. To wrap up, I personally think that art classes are worth the investment and should be a priority in K-12 education. To summarize, art classes can help children in a number of ways, including encouraging creativity and self-expression, developing motor skills, decision-making, and higher-ordered thinking skills. Nevertheless, art classes are expensive, with the greater number of supplies needed in comparison to other classes. However, I think that the benefits of art classes overall make them a worthwhile investment of funds.